أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تسأموا أن تكتبوه صغيرا أو كبيرا إلى أجله. Verse number 282 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the discussion with regards to the recording of debts and all other monetary arrangements and agreements. Allah says, وَلَا تَسْأَمُوا. The last part that we discussed yesterday, Allah says, and do not be reluctant to record it, to write it down, صَغِيرًا أَوْ كَبِيرًا, however small an amount it may be, however large and however big an amount it may be, إِلَىٰ أَجَلِ, and include the due date for the payment of the debt, include it into that arrangement, into that agreement, and record it down as well. Allah explains the reason for this, why it should be recorded. ذَلِكُمْ أَقْسَطُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Number one, Allah says this is most just in the sight of Allah. Number two, وَأَقْوَمُ لِلشَّهَادَةِ. It is stronger in evidence. If a time comes for you to produce evidence, then you have this evidence before you. And number three, Allah says, وَأَدْنَا أَلَّا تَرْتَابُ. And it is the best way to avoid all forms of doubt between the two of you. Now you are doubting, what were the terms? What did you agree upon? It was a verbal agreement. Nothing was recorded. Now there's doubts. How much was paid? What payments were made? When is the due date for payments? Allah says to avoid all these sorts of doubts and possible arguments that may erupt between the two. Allah says it is best that you record it. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً حَاضِرَةً. Allah says, unless it is a cash transaction. Unless it is a cash transaction when payment is made on the spot and the goods are taken away immediately. Allah says, تُدِيرُونَهَا بَيْنَكُمْ. A transaction wherein the goods are circulated between the two parties, meaning on the spot there is circulation, there's transfer on the spot. فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ. Then there's no sin upon you. أَلَّا تَكْتُبُوهَا. If you do not record it, then there's no need to record it. There's no need for you to record it. And there's no sin upon you if you do not record it. وَأَشْهِدُوا إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ. But Allah says, preferably, whenever you engage in any form of transaction, whether it is a credit transaction or whether it is a cash transaction, Allah says, have witnesses. Have witnesses present at the time whenever you engage in some form of a transaction. إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ. When you buy and sell from each other. Then Allah says, وَلَا يُضَرَّ كَاتِبٌ وَلَا شَهِيدٌ. And Allah says, do not allow any harm or any difficulty to come to the scribe, nor to the shaheed, to the witness. In other words, do not use your power of influence or the power of authority that you have to try and influence what is in that agreement. To try and influence the witness. Allah says, you do not have any right, and ensure that you do not cause any form of harm, bring any fear upon the scribe, the one who is recording that contract, and the one who is recording the deal. You try and influence through bribery, or through threatening the person, or whatever it may be. Somebody tries to use the influence now to try and cause harm to this scribe, the person who is recording it, or to the witness. The witness is brought forward, and he has to now state what he has witnessed, and a person tries to bribe the witness, or tries to bring some form of harm to the witness. Allah says, this is totally not allowed. وَإِن تَفْعَلُوا. If you do this, if you try and bring any form of harm upon the scribe, the one who has recorded the contract, or the witness, فَإِنَّهُ فُسُوقٌ بِكُمْ. Allah says, this is a grave sin upon you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Allah says, fear Allah. Fear Allah when it comes to these transactions and when it comes to these monetary arrangements, when it comes to your dealings. Allah says, there also taqwa. Taqwa, we have limited taqwa to salah, to fasting, to umrah, to hajj, to charities. We have confined taqwa to these things. Allah says, when it comes to your monetary arrangements, when it comes to your dealings, when it comes to your buying and selling, there also taqwa should be at the forefront. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Allah says, keep Allah in mind there as well. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah shall teach you. Allah shall teach you all that is good in all your affairs. And that should be the first place where we look. If a claim is made against me, if I am making a claim, first thing, one is the legal aspect, one is the law of the land, but very first thing we should do is, what is the law of Allah? When it comes to before I engage in a transaction, sometimes we don't even ask the question. Sometimes when it comes to dealing and buying, selling of properties, purchasing of properties, or selling of a vehicle, purchasing of a vehicle, or when it comes to the different forms of monetary arrangements and transactions out there, sometimes we don't even ask, what does the Sharia say with regards to this monetary arrangement or to this agreement? And we only tend to turn to the legal side, and we only tend to favor and give preference and importance to that. Why? Because we know the consequences. I will be penalized. This claim might be made against me. What about the penalty of the Akhirah? What about the consequences of the Akhirah? So in every aspect, the very first thing, Allah says, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah shall teach you all that is good for you to know in all your matters and in every affair of your life. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of everything. May Allah grant us the understanding.